All right, fam. Welcome back to Stoic.com, your daily dose of resilience and balance. Your girl Avery Hart here, ready to dive into a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Self-compassion. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel of expectations, constantly comparing yourself to others, beating yourself up for every little stumble? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a better way. Let's face it, life throws curveballs. Sometimes those curveballs turn into full-blown baseball bats to the face. And in those moments, wouldn't it be amazing to have an inner voice that says, "Hey, I got you," instead of the one screaming, "What a mess." That's where self-compassion comes in, your own personal cheerleader and therapist rolled into one. Here are 5 things you need to know about embracing self-compassion. First off, it's not about being soft or letting yourself off the hook for mistakes. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and warmth you'd offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Imagine your best friend tripped and skinned their knee. You wouldn't say, "Well, duh, watch where you're going." Right? You'd say, "Hey, that sucks. Let me help you clean it up." That's self-compassion, recognizing that we all stumble, we all make mistakes, and life isn't always a perfectly paved road. Second, ditch the negative self-talk. Seriously, those inner critics are brutal. Replace those harsh judgments with more compassionate phrases like, "I'm doing my best," or "This is challenging, but I can handle it." Remember, you're human, not a robot programmed for perfection. Third, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice when that inner critic starts whispering those nasty things. Acknowledge them, then gently guide your attention to something more positive, like the warmth of the sun on your skin or the sound of birds chirping. It's all about creating space between your thoughts and your reactions. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they seem. A delicious cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a laugh shared with a loved one, these little moments add up. When we focus on what we have rather than what we lack, it shifts our perspective and opens the door to more self-compassion. Finally, remember that you are worthy of love and kindness, starting with your own. Give yourself permission to rest, recharge, and be exactly who you are. You don't need to be perfect, you just need to be kind to yourself. Think about it this way. If a beloved friend was struggling, wouldn't you offer them unconditional support? Well, guess what? You deserve that same kindness. Let me paint you a picture. Sarah has been feeling overwhelmed lately. Work deadlines, family obligations, and a looming presentation are all adding to the pressure. She's constantly comparing herself to her successful friends on social media, feeling like she's falling behind. One evening, while scrolling through Instagram, she sees a post about self-compassion. Sarah stops, takes a deep breath, and remembers that she's doing the best she can in a challenging world. She decides to give herself a break, no more late nights working, just some quiet time with a good book and a cup of tea. She allows herself to feel her emotions without judgment, recognizing that it's okay to not be okay sometimes. By practicing self-compassion, Sarah starts to shift her perspective. She realizes that comparing herself to others only leads to negativity, and that true success comes from being kind to herself and celebrating her own journey. So remember, folks, self-compassion isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's the key to unlocking inner peace, resilience, and ultimately a more fulfilling life. So go ahead, give yourself a break. You deserve it. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a dose of self-compassion. Leave a review, join the conversation on social media, let's keep this Stoic.com train rolling together. Until next time, remember, be kind to yourself. You've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.